chat. Live healthy, live whole, live it in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat. All right. Okay. So we had some technical difficulty, but I'm so glad to be back with you right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I am out of DC. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina. So thank you, producer Doug and Don, for making this so amazing. You guys make it seem so effortless on your end. When things get glitchy, you guys seem to make it and smooth it on out. But anyway, before I had left, I wanted to tell everybody that today we're going to talk about family and friends, Christmas holiday, because I had an amazing holiday season from Thanksgiving to Christmas. You can probably hear my niece in the background, but we have been really having a great time and playing games and eating. I've been eating like crazy and resting and getting some good sleep and all of that. And it's just nice to just get away. But that's what my holiday time has been about. And it's been nice bonding and getting just catching up with everybody and all of that. So today we're going to have, of course, co-host comedian Gina G is going to be joining us in a second, and she's going to share some what she say and trending tea that's going on. But first, our guest is going to be Tony Banks, and we're waiting for him to come on. But before then, he's going to be talking about his business as a videographer, how he got started. He's going to share some input, some biblical stuff. Maybe we're going to get, you know, some lessons and, you know, biblical teaching going on a little bit here today, just for things that are just things that we need to know daily, just however the Lord leads us today. But this is going to be a great show. So if you're around your family and your friends, you got to tune in to this. This is going to be good. You don't want to miss it. What else is going on? Let's see. Let's talk about the weather. The weather today in Los Angeles, it is 48 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 65 degrees. That's today. And let's see, London, your degrees right now is 48. You are cloudy, and that is your high because it's towards the end of the day for you. Let's see. I added some new people because people were saying, I want you to shout us out. So I got to shout out South Australia. You guys been reaching out. So Australia, 85 degrees. Your high today is 85 degrees. Alabama, you are sunny right now, 56 degrees, and your high is 63. Kenya, I got somebody today say hey from Kenya today. So today you are 95 degrees right now. That is your high. Tomorrow you're going to be a high 100 degrees, y'all. All right, Florida, you are 63 degrees, mostly cloudy. Your high is going to be 73 degrees today. Let's see, Augusta, Georgia, I got to shout you out. 53 degrees, sunny. Your high is going to be 60. And Atlanta, Georgia, your high is 53 degrees, mostly cloudy. 58 is your high. And London, I already said you, but as you know, I love you. I love you, London. Jacksonville, Florida, 62 degrees, and your high is going to be 65. If I did not say your city, state, country, or continent, know that I love you and that because this is the day that the Lord has made, we're going to rejoice in it and be glad in it no matter what the weather, okay? Because God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Anyway, we're getting ready to go right into our show. I'm so glad that he's joining us right now. Tony Banks, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic. Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Thank you.
All right. So listen, you have a business. Tell everybody a little bit about is you do videos, and you really have a message behind it, because ultimately you want people to be able to, your vision of it is to expand people's visibility. And you can explain to everyone why that is. How did you get started with doing videography?
I started basically because I wanted to bring a visual to the gospel. And I just believe video is a very powerful tool to do that. And that morphed into making video ads for friends and associates, and that's how I got started.
Wow. Well, that is interesting, because now, even with that, I did you have any kind of artistic, creative? I mean, did you just come out of the blue with this, or is this something that you've always had some kind of niche for?
No, I'm an artist. I still draw. I'm more of a cartoonist. My dad was an artist, and so that's just been passed along. And I love writing, so I love creating. So when you put the two together, it works really well. I'm able to create ads for small business owners. The thing about small business owners and online advertising is that most of us just put a video up and we're talking about the things that we do, but we have no idea of how powerful video ads can be. So most people just don't include it in their advertising budget. Most small companies don't have an advertising budget. One of the things that Facebook offers is they offer an ad campaign, and the ads are as low as $10 and $20, and that's the extent of what we do to promote our business. And when you spend $20 and you don't get a return on it, you know, most people are discouraged, but $20 really isn't a lot of money to spend to advertise your business. And so what I found on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, I found that there are small companies that have no clue as to how powerful video ads can be. And so those are the people I target to help to get the message out regarding their business. And it's been a very effective tool so far.
Wow. So you've been getting a lot of response and reactions from the visibility that people are getting.
Yes, because most major advertising companies charge so much money. And to a small business, that's a cost that, you know, most small business owners can't afford. So my ads are very affordable. I do so much more for each client. With my ad campaign, I offer 15, 30, and 45-second ad. And you get all three at a very, very, very affordable and low cost. But they're high quality, professionally made, and it's just my passion to help small business owners. For anyone that has a book, video, music, ministry, having a high-quality professional ad, it works wonders for you. And I think a lot of people stay away from it because of the costs associated with it. But I've made it affordable for all small business owners. You all should take advantage of it.
You mentioned that you were also an artist. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's natural. I love drawing. It's not the same as it was back when I was younger, but throughout all of my school years, I did all of my my science projects in art form. Like, I never actually built a volcano that erupted. I actually just drew it.
Wow.
It worked out really well.
That's interesting. So you have a book that's out now, right?
Yes, I have a book that's titled Young, Black, and Gifted. Again, my passion is always for the small man and those that are not thought of as being important. It's just the heart that I have for anyone that's struggling or going through or disenfranchised. That's where my heart is. So Young, Black, and Gifted, it's a book I wrote for young Black teens, because there are a lot of things we haven't learned from our parents. You know, the reality is that, like myself, I come from a broken home. But you only learn one side of what you need when you come from a broken home. You may learn all the strengths of your mother and none of the strengths of your father, which makes you imbalanced. And you can see that in a lot of our current relationships. When you see divorce, it's just, It's rapid because I believe, this is me personally, I just believe that we're imbalanced. When you don't have the teaching from your father or you don't have the teaching from your mother, that's a part of balance, and you really need both. And my book that I wrote, I try to give that balance to young black teens. So at this point, they will not be able to say, I didn't learn that. In my book, I teach young black teens about financing, basic hygiene. And you'd be surprised mm-hmm. how many people don't have the understanding of basic hygiene. So it's a really good book, but it's really from a perspective of balance for young black teens to overcome any setbacks or imbalance issues that they have.
Okay. Well, I know we need that. That's for sure. And, you know, a lot of times I think that our culture has gotten so cold that we tend to just harden ourselves to just accept that it's going to be one parent homes and we got to just survive each and every step. And I'm sure with your book, you know, a lot of single parents would probably be really encouraged. I'm sure that they would be uplifted because it's not an easy walk to be a single parent. And it's true. They do need a balance of that. And it would be great if we had more people to come in and kind of have that clarity and understanding that we do need some kind of substitution, like some fillers, you know what I mean? Like if you Absolutely. Have, if you're a man and you're able, you know, call up a single mom and say, hey, you good. You know what I mean? I just Right. think that that's so necessary in today's society. And I think we forget because we look at our women that were, you know, just so strong, but there's many nights that you don't know that they're crying and they're praying and they're like, I need help. And you know what I'm saying? And maybe they don't have anybody to go to. Maybe they don't feel strong enough because it takes a strong person to say, I need help. You know, it takes a strong person. People look at that as a weakness, but it's really not. It's really strength to say, you know what? I really need some help. It's a struggle right now. You know, if I just get a word of encouragement or a prayer, you know, it's just a ride or, you know, if you can pick up groceries for me. You know, it's not always money. Or even just the impartation to the child to sit down, have a conversation. How's it going in school? How you doing? You know, just letting, that's a relief. You know, sometimes a parent just don't even have words to say. You know, they're so tired.
Could you imagine if you sent your child to school and the only thing the school taught was math and science? But that's a complete imbalance. They need it all. They need social studies. They need English. And that's what happens when you raise a child. And a single parent will do the best job they possibly can, but that's still going to be incomplete.
Yeah.
And so we're raising kids that are incomplete, and we're sending them out into a complete world to act in a complete manner, which is why we tend to have more of the same. More broken homes. You send a kid from a broken home to have a relationship, and that person doesn't understand the full what it takes to have a full relationship. They're only bringing half of what they need, half of the tools, half of the skills, and it ends up in divorce. And that makes another broken home, and those kids grow up and they're incomplete, and there's another broken home. It's our job as people who believe in God, people who follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, to give whatever we have. That makes the body complete. Whatever we need is in the body. It's just a matter of those who have it offering it to those who don't have it. And like you said, it's not always money. Sometimes it's knowledge. Sometimes it's encouragement. Sometimes it's training. Sometimes it's developing. Sometimes it's listening. So if it's in the body of Christ should not be incomplete. Those who know God, we should not be incomplete when what we need is within the body.
Right. Wow. Speak a little bit about that, because I you know, especially now the season of family and everything, what do you think? I know we're getting away off of this, but we'll get back to how people can get in touch with you so you can make their videos and get their business up and popping. But right now, I think we're going somewhere with this. You know, while we're talking about family and friends and we're talking about the holidays and things like that, what do you, you know, what do you see as far as what's happening in our culture or in just overall families and things like that? Are we getting a little separate from each other now, you think? Is there some separation happening? It seems like we're getting further away from just looking out for one another, being strong knit. Is there some biblical point to that or no? Is this what we were expecting?
Yeah, it's one of the things that I know the Lord has been speaking to me about recently. And he spoke to me and told me, he said, Satan is a bully. And Satan bullies people into behaviors they normally wouldn't take. So he pushes you. And one of the things we have in our society nowadays is the idea of it's all about me. It's selfishness. It's what about me? And the what about me thing completely will overshadow the spirit of giving, the heart of a servant. The heart of a servant, that servant does not seek his own. In our society today, so many people are seeking their own. One of the terms you hear a lot is my next level. Well, my next level is to serve someone else. So it's reversed with God. What's up is down. What's down is up. Like, God doesn't think like us. And so when you hear someone says, I'm going to my next level, that is a completely selfish statement in itself.
Okay.
So one of the things the enemy does is he tries to move you away from the principles and the things of God. We know that God didn't create us to be selfish people.
Mm-hmm.
So once you walk in a selfish, once you walk with a selfish attitude, that's the enemy pushing you into a place that you should not be. And he doesn't mind bullying you there, because he'll tell you things like, hey, it's time for you to get yours. It's about you right now. And you've served people long enough. You've given long enough. Now it's time for you to get yours. That I've not read.
Wow.
Because with Jesus Christ, it was all about us with him. And two things that Jesus talked about was he came to do the will of the Father, and the will of the Father was that we become his children. So in everything that he did for the Father and he did for us. He never talked about his next level. You know, it's funny, like Jesus would say, well, you know, once I finish with this and I get to heaven, I get to sit at the right hand and I'll, like, that wasn't his focus. His focus was doing the will of the Father and getting us to the pinnacle of salvation.
Do you think that people are so caught up in stuff, Tony, that that's just where it is? It's about the stuff. It's about nobody taking advantage of me. People have been hurt and been mistreated. Do you think that's a lot that the enemy continues to like harbor on people's memory and their thoughts and their feelings? They haven't forgiven and moved on and gotten away from the principles, the kingdom principles of things. Do you think that has anything to do with it? Because now, let me just say this. You know, in the Bible says when Yeshua, he said that when they said your mother and your brother are outside, and he was like, well, these are my mother and my brother. And he was talking about those that was before him, those that were receiving the gospel. But what do you say about people that take that so literal and use that as an excuse to be in this selfish state of division and divide and conquer?
Right. And that's why I say Satan is a bully, because one of the things that he does is he does things in the dark. So that we never see the hand of Satan, we just see the actions of people. But from the actions of people, we can directly tie it to the hand of Satan. Selfishness is an act of self. That is an act of the flesh. That is an act of Satan. You can't really hide it, but you can disguise it as God, and most people will use God wants me to have the best. Well, God wants you to give your best. See, that would be first. So the same thing Satan did with Adam and Eve was he simply convinced her that she needed something she did not need. And that's what he does. He convinces us that we need to look out for us. But God says that that is his job. That's his job to look out for us. If you just seek the kingdom first, the things that you need, God said, I will add those. I don't need you to add those. I'll add them.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people, once you start out on the path of thinking about yourself, you are already being bullied by Satan.
Wow.
Because that's what he does.
And there's no peace in that. There is no peace. You're thinking that you're isolating yourself from being hurt or taken advantage of or everything, but literally you are isolating yourself into a torment, isolation of loneliness. It's so many things. It's so many things that come along with that. He's not bringing you over into a good place. That's not what he does.
No.
He brings you over to
destroying you.
Yeah, he's keeping you from having relationships that are healthy, that are loving. He's keeping you from love. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
If you're by yourself, you can't receive love. So you're not really protecting yourself. He's keeping you away from what's good, even though it may hurt. I think about Yeshua a lot when he walked on the earth and, you know, a lot of the things that the disciples did, sometimes they kind of like, well, wait a minute, y'all don't have no faith yet. You know, like, when are you going to realize I'm not going to be here forever? And you could do this and you could do that. And he loved them so much. And even though some of them could have taken it like, gosh, I'm never going to get this right. But yet they continue to follow him because it was so good to be connected. It's still so good to be connected, even though it may be correction, even though it may be disappointing, because everybody's imperfect. But the connection to people and you doing your part, God blesses you. It's not about them doing anything
absolutely.
To you or for you. It's about what's pleasing to the Father and what he ultimately is going to release to you. And that's the thing, it's unto him. And that's what I think people mix that up, because the flesh is so strong within them instead of the Spirit of God, that they connect with everything fleshly, which is all of the negativity that you could possibly think of.
that's what exposing the enemy is about. That's why it's important that we tell people, no, that's not you. That's the devil. Like, you have to rid that from your life. Like, we, you know, I often laugh when someone says to me, that's just the way I am. No. That's not the way you are. That's
right.
The way the enemy is making you. And his biggest lie is to get you to accept that it's not him, it's you. So when people believe it's them, they believe there's nothing they can do about it. There is something you can do about it. You can resist the bully.
I love this. Or the fact that they say, I just want people to accept me the way I am. And I used to say that a lot, because I used to say, I can't be myself. I just want to be myself. And it wasn't God, but he would surround me with people that he wouldn't allow me to be the person that I thought that I was. So even if it wasn't like, you know, because he uses all things for good, but he also sharpens you. So it's like, if he surrounds you with people that's going to challenge you to not be subtle in who you are. And it's like, it's like a thing where instead of taking offense to it, then it's like, well, let me look at myself. Let me look at what's going on. God, show me what you, obviously you trying to show me something, because this is like a magnifying glass that I can't take no more. What is going on? You want to know with me that you want me to know. And then
I say this all the time. God doesn't give us the ability to psychoanalyze ourselves. He didn't give us the ability to turn our eyes inward and see us. So I see you, you see me. When you see my flaw, you can help me. When I see your flaw, I can help you. That's how we work together. Like, if you think that you can fix yourself, then the enemy has gotten you twisted and you're on your way to a bad place. We don't have that ability. That's why when I pray for you and you pray for me, it helps us, because I can't really see or be objective about my flaws. I'm going to gloss over them. Because I've accepted them. You haven't. So you can call my flaws out, which causes me discomfort, but it also causes me to change. And that's what we do for each other. The enemy doesn't want that. That's why he separates people.
He doesn't want it. He wants us isolated. Gina G, she's with us now, Tony. Hi, Gina.
Well, hello, beautiful people.
Girl, we could go on and on, but I had to get you in. Tony, you know Gina G.
Yes, Gina G.
Gina, I think of your family because I've been around your family, and you guys are really a tight knit, like really, really close. And we were just talking about, I know that you might have heard the end of it, some of it, about how close families are and how the enemy comes in and try to isolate people and stuff. But I know that you guys kind of look out for each other. Somebody needs something, you all are there. Is your whole entire family like that, or you're like your siblings, your mom? Your mom had y'all like that, or what?
Well, I mean, it's a family full of girls. I mean, I'm the baby of four daughters and my mom. So we have our catty moments. We have our, let's talk about what happened with her, and let's talk about mama, because mama going through it. So we have our moments, but we don't let, we try not to let the devil in where we get to the point where we're not speaking to one another. You know, or we haven't, you know, people say they haven't spoken to their sister or their mom in months and years, and I cannot fathom that. So a lot of times, you know, the devil does try to work on us, but I mean, our love for each other just shuts it down. So if we got a problem, we getting rid of it now or in the day or so. We ain't letting it linger. We're not going to let it, you know, affect the next person and the next person and the next person. I mean, that's just how we do. I mean, a small story, really quick. My son's PlayStation broke right before Christmas. I put the word out. Two sisters, my mama and my niece, got him another one. Everybody put in $100. So, you know, when I can't do it, you know, you call on family and it gets the job done. So, you know, family is a blessing, but honey, that devil, ooh, he be working.
And see, I love that. I love that. I mean, that's just something even that everyone could relate to, but just even Tony, like, I mean, we were going, you know, even beyond that, but even just to start with that, like somebody saying, well, that's their problem. You know, this Christmas, I ain't got, I mean, they could have been like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But just imagine if you guys can come in together for something like that. If somebody was getting evicted out their place, if their mortgage was due, I mean, if they need an organ, I mean, stuff like that. If you could do something so small, I can just imagine what you guys would do if somebody had a very, very intense need for something, that your hearts are just connected that way.
Yeah. It's a thing.
What's amazing to me is Jesus actually stood there and watched them give. And the woman with two mites, he said she gave more than any of you. Because she gave all she had. And if you think that Christ isn't watching us give all we have, and do we give all we have? Do we hold back? If you think he's not watching that, then you're mistaken. God knows if you're not giving all you have, and if you're holding back, he knows that. And there are people who need that. But our blessing also comes from giving. If you give, he will give to you. Good measure. Like, Preston, you can't outgive God, right? So it doesn't make sense to hold back what you have that you can give to another. And that is what the enemy does. He stops us. He says, hey, you've been hurt before. They took advantage of you. What he's doing is stopping you from getting what you need from God. Like, you can't stop me from giving. I'm going to give. Like, it's not going to happen.
Because he supplies everything. And I mean, and like, even we were talking about being a single parent and being a single mom, I've seen him do that. Like, I've seen him do it. I mean, even when I've given, some things were out of ignorance, some things, but it's not even about that. It's just about where your heart is. And if you truly are willing, that's what he rewards. It's not about the mistake. Oh, my goodness, I shouldn't have did that. Oh, my goodness, they ran away and did something else with it. Oh, my goodness, they're going to keep coming to me. All of those things, it's about really where your heart is. It's like, okay, God. See, my thing is, the way I look at it is that, I mean, he is freely given to me, like freely. Right. So it's like, who am I to act brand new on my father? You know what I mean? Like, who am I to do that? Like, whenever I've ever asked or said, God, I need this. I need this. And he'll say, I supply it. I don't ever know how. I don't know if it's who it's through. But who am I to just be like, no, I better keep this for a rainy day because I don't know. You know, the last time I had to wait on God. It just sounds crazy even when you say it, right? It's like you waited on God and he supplied it, right? So you got something now that you can actually release. You've been replenished to release. So how am I going to go against the system that's working so well for my benefit, my son's benefit, and not be a part of it? I'm only going to clog up my own. I'm going to clog the pipeline. That's what you're doing. You're really clogging up the pipeline. Well, this is what I wanted to ask you, Tony, about the speck, because this is another scripture that people use. What about the scripture about the speck in the eye? How, you know, when we were talking about how we pray for each other and I can see, you can see. But then when Yeshua said to the disciples, and that was a parable, how are you going to pick a speck out of somebody else's eye when you got a boulder in your own eye? Tell people about that.
Basically, it's just, you know, he says a lot of things to, and just to narrow it down, he's basically saying that this doesn't make any sense. And so what we would say is things don't make sense. It doesn't make sense to try and do something as far as, I'm trying to say it right, but it's like someone saying, hey, your shoes are too small. You shouldn't wear those shoes. It makes your feet look too small and their shirt is too small. All right. So it's like you have to do a self-evaluation somewhat and say, hey, these are the things I've worked on. These are the things I've mastered. Now I can help you with that. But if you haven't mastered anything, you shouldn't try and correct someone else. And we have a lot of people who speak when they should be learning. Right. So it's hard. It's hard to, I believe it all comes down to selfishness. Like if you are not self-aware that there is something wrong with you and you're pointing out everything wrong with someone else, that's foolish, but that is also the enemy. And the enemy does that. And the one point I want to drive home is that some of these things are not us. It's not just the way you are. It's the enemy and he's hiding behind you. And he's pushing you, and it's quite obvious to everyone else that you are being influenced, but none of us want to say it's the devil because we just don't want to give him any credit. And I just don't understand that. If you allow him to hide behind your personality, behind your abrasive behavior, behind your judgment, then people will judge you, but it's really not you. But the one who receives the punishment for that behavior is you. So if we just expose the enemy and say, no, that's not you. That's not proper behavior. Let's work on you. Let's get you to assess yourself so that you're a better person and you've mastered certain things. And when you master certain things, then you become a teacher of those things. But you cannot become a teacher while you're learning. And that's basically all he's saying, that you're not in position to teach anyone about a speck.
Come on.
You haven't even learned a beam lesson. So we have a lot of people that are like nowadays apostles and I'm this, I'm that. And you can't be a master still learning. Like that just isn't it. There are some things you can add to what you have. But when you master something, when you have a PhD in something, then you can teach students. But if you're a student, you cannot teach. Like that just doesn't work. The class isn't set up that way.
Wow. Tony, please, we could go on. Isn't this good, Gina? I'm telling you, the Lord has placed it on my heart, and you can pray about it, but we would love to have you on once a month, please, that you can come on for 15 minutes and just share. We can just have a topic.
I want to tell Gina G something.
Go ahead.
Gina G, like, I was sitting here just thinking, what you give to people through comedy, and I know you know it because you're in it, but you have no idea what laughter does to people. And so what you're giving, I promise you, you just got to keep giving it. And I promise you it's going to pay off. But I have been, just sometimes I've been really sad. And comedy just helps. Like it just breaks something. And most of us don't understand that's a gift. Like we just think, you know, ministry fivefold. No, the ability to cause someone to laugh when they're in pain can break just as singing does. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Well, I needed that. Thank you so much. Oh, I feel good. It was right on time. That was a right on time word. I appreciate you.
Wow, that is, I mean, because that's all I wanted for Christmas. That's all I said, I wanted laughter. Remember, Gina, I was telling you, I just want to laugh. I just want to, it's something about it that just restores the soul and gives you such a refreshing, I mean, it's just so important. It's a gift, girl. I love, that's why I keep her close to me, Tony. I tell you, I don't let her go far at all. I don't care. If I hear her in 3 days, I'm like, uh-uh, no.
What's going on?
It's a beautiful thing. It really is. It's good for the soul.
Yeah, wow. I want her on TV and everything, child. We talking and praying and getting ready for it all, so she can be a blessing, not only, you know, on the platforms now, but just even increasing the stage for her, man. It's going to be good because everybody needs to laugh. And it's very, very, it's a different kind of, her gift is just different. It's just, it's not pushy. It's not vulgar. It's just like down home, funny, every day, any time of the day. Like, it's just a natural type of, I need to carry it in my pocket. Like, I want to pull it out every single
time. I love you so much. We need each other. That is why God put us in each other's lives. Because we definitely need each other.
I love her. I love her. She's so cute. Okay, so listen, I want, so Tony, pray about it and see if you can come on once a month. And we can just, you know, Gina and I will have a topic and we'll just let God go ahead and just, you know, let's flow.
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. And please tell everybody how they can get in touch with you so they can buy your book and also get you to do a video for them. And y'all listen now, you got to be ready now. He not a, you know, his hands is anointed, but he is not a miracle worker. You got to have your content. You got to have a vision. You got to have some kind of something that he can use, moving objects, video is what I'm saying, or some photos or something that he can put together and make it beautiful for you, because he's got all kind of things to connect all the dots, and that's, he just needs something to work with. So how can they get in touch with you, Tony?
I'm on Facebook, Tony Banks. You can just look me up, and you know, I'm struggling with Instagram. That technology is, I'm on Instagram. you can also email me at Subway Short, and that's like Subway Sandwiches, but Subway Short, SHRT@yahoo.com.
And he's from New York, so all New Yorkers, get in touch with him. Show some love. All New York, NYC. Where are you from in New York?
Harlem.
Harlem. But you're in Texas now, right?
Yes, the weather is beautiful. Doesn't snow here.
All right. Well, tell your wife and your family, your kids, everybody, we said hello here from Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your vacay. And you guys hit him up and get that job done. He'll get it done for you. All right, Tony, thank you so much. Hopefully we'll hear you in January, the new year, 2019.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Gina G, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we need you to give us the trending tea, okay?
Got it.
All right, we'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hello, hello, hello.
Okay, a few more.
Hello, 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 hello.
All right. So just close by saying, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Make sure you stay tuned to Gina's radio chat.
Pretty good. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hey, guys. This is Dr. Deatra Hicks from Your Husband Is Cheating on Us on Bravo TV. You heard it first right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Deatra.
You got it.
Deatra is so, she is so, so theatrical. Oh my God.
She got it, girl.
Oh my God. This is Deatra. Oh God. I can't even do her. Only she can do her. What's trending, girl? What is trending?
Girl, it's, oh my goodness. Well, first of all, Merry Christmas to you again.
Yay, y'all.
Yes. And, I mean, there's a lot of things trending. I mean, well, the one main thing that's trending that everybody's talking about is our doggone president. Lord Jesus, pray for us. You know, he has had the government shutdown. Now, this has been, like, for the past 4 days now. And he is shutting it down until the Democrats, girl, agree to help this man pay for that border wall. Because he is serious about getting that border put up for these Hispanics. He is really serious, Dr. Gina. And this man is shutting down government until the Democrats, which is normally the ones with all the sense, agree with him and pay for the wall. So we got to be on the lookout for that. We got to stay, you know, we have to stay, you know, monitoring that, because it's real serious. People are out of work right now, and especially around the holidays, it's terrible. But the Democrats will be back in control of the office in January. I believe it's between the 12th and the 17th. So once they get back in control of it, hopefully they will either come up with they got to do something. But yep, that's our president, girl, Donald Trump. Lord have mercy. Speaking of the president that I wish was still around, Barack Obama has a new freeway in Southern California named after him, girl. I'm about to ride on the Barack. I'm about to take the Barack Obama home. He has a highway in Southern California. So, you know, I'm so excited about that.
That's good.
I know, it's really good. I can't imagine getting on the Barack freeway. Can you imagine?
I'm going to get on it when I go to Cali. I'm going to go back to Cali and get right on Barack, and I'm going to stand there and take a picture. I'm going to stand on it.
Right.
I mean, you can, right? Is it going to be just as congested as any other highway in California?
Of course it is. Look, it's going to be full of Barack fans. That's how full it's going to be. Girl, in other news, it's so much going on. We got a couple of, we have the actress Penny Marshall. She passed away at the age of 75. If you don't know Penny Marshall, she is Laverne from the show Laverne and Shirley. I don't know if anybody remembers Laverne and Shirley, but I do as a female comedian. Those were one of the first shows that allow females to come on and just be funny. So we want to just pray for her family through their time of loss. Actually, the tsunami in Indonesia that just happened, I believe that was Sunday, they have lost over 452 people dead. Over 150. So we definitely have to pray for Indonesia, you guys. I know a lot of times, you know, it doesn't really hurt you until it hits home, but it's people out here in the world. It's bigger than your bubble. So there's a lot going on outside of your bubble. So we have to pray for Indonesia. And other news, and I got to give you a little hip hop. I got to give you a little worldly news.
Come on.
Jordan Peele, which is the comedian and director of the movie Get Out. They have a new movie. He has a new movie coming out by the name of Us. And oh my goodness. If you don't, you got to like scary movies because it is, I don't know if it's scary or it's a thriller, but it's so weird. It looks interesting. That's coming out in theaters very, 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 very soon. It's called Us. And the new movie that everybody was talking about called The Bird Box, Lord have mercy, with Sandra Bullock and Trevante Rhodes, which is the cute, fine chocolate man from Moonlight, is on Netflix and it's trending. Everybody has, well, I watched it yesterday and I'm not a spoiler, but I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and set together your 2 hours and watch Bird Box because it is very interesting. That's all I'm going to say. It was good and interesting. So it's on Netflix and now it's trending. Yeah, girl, it's a good movie. So we watch it, you know, because we all just relax ourselves after we got full yesterday for Christmas, for the holiday. But check out Bird Box, you guys. It's a pretty good movie.
I'm telling you. That's good. That's good that you added that in so people can know what to watch. Because you got, you know, people out of off work for 2 weeks, one week, and there's another weekend coming up. So that's good. Good info. Well, what is going on the agenda for What She Say? Do you got something to share with us about What She Say?
Well, What She Say, it was kind of going off of what Tony was talking about and just with family in general. And it was kind of weird. And I love the Lord, the way he works. But the What She Say is going to be, who made the green? let me tell you something now. People don't understand that greens in certain households is a very important dish that you got to have in the family. So the What She Say is put the person on the greens that you know is going to put their big toe in the greens. Don't put the person on the greens that's trying to watch their cholesterol, their sodium, you know, they don't eat pork, you know, they cooking with all organic. You ain't on the greens, okay? Yeah, I said it. You ain't in charge of the greens. I need the one over here that loves salt, that loves hope, that eats pork chops for breakfast. I need the one with the dent in her elbow that can stir that pot up good. That's who I need in my life to get my greens. So I'm just done with the fact that everybody think anybody can make the greens. Okay? They just make me mad. So yeah, I said it. What she saying? Who making the greens for the holiday?
Because who's on the diet at this time? I mean, who's doing it, Gina? Who is? I put so much butter in my anyway. I made some macaroni and cheeses. Let me say, it is very Southern.
You better not have used no vegan butter. Did you use vegan butter?
No, I did not. I used regular butter. Salted butter.
You better have used regular butter. That's what I'm talking about. See, I hope y'all listening.
I pulled out the Paula, what's her name? Paula Deen. Paula Deen macaroni and cheese.
So you know it has some juices up in there.
It was juicy.
And she's pescatarian vegan. And so y'all better listen to what she's saying. Because she said it ain't just for her, it's for the whole family. Don't you come in here with no vegan butter and my dog's right. Macaroni and cheese.
That's right.
And whoever making the black eyed peas for New Year's, you get it together. Go on and get your recipes and stuff right. For all those with that tradition, they need black eyed peas for New Year. Get it together.
Well, listen, this has been great. I want to get my niece on here. So we're going to take a commercial break and then we're going to be coming right back. I'm going to have her to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody. And then we're going to be out. All right. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Yay.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey family, this is Javon Inman and you are now listening to Dr. Radio Gina Chat. Oh, sorry.
Okay, and one last time, go.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Okay, go.
Hey, family, this is your man, Javon Inman, Mr. Love Covers, and you are now listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
No. Okay, well, it's too late. All right. She's acting shy. She's not doing it.
It's hard to get them cheering together, Tal.
She's not gonna do it. She's not gonna do it. Keep email. You say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all the people watching,
listening. Say hi to your auntie Gina G.
Hi, I love you.
Hey, what's going on, nephew? That's my handsome nephew, Emmanuel, my football star.
He's coming on
closer. My seat, my she floor said, seat, yeah. Stadium Hello? Seat to the game. I love Emmanuel. I talked about Emmanuel yesterday. Just these kids are playing these video games. And I talked about Emmanuel bringing his own TV. People out there, y'all know these kids are serious about these video games. Emmanuel carries his own monitor, okay? He don't need you to have your TV together and hook it up. He said, I'm going over who house? Don't worry about it. I got my own TV and I'm going to hook it up. I love Emmanuel. I love family time. I love when these kids get to be kids and play with all their toys and do everything. I'm just so excited for the kids' future right now because I found out that Donald Trump, the new millennials are saying, Donald, you can build a wall, but my generation is going to tear it down. So I'm really excited for our kids' future and what they have in store for us oldies. I guess I'm old now. I try not to think I am. But I guess I am. Oh, my God, Dr. Gina, it's a mess. Another Christmas gone. And Christmas ain't fun no more when you got to be Santa. I remember when Christmas was fun, when I couldn't wait to go to bed, but I still couldn't sleep. And I knew Santa was coming, and my mama would be wrong. She would have no presents under the tree. So you think you ain't got nothing until Christmas morning to be a present full of stuff. I said, oh, my God. But now when you're Santa, it's a different story, child. I promise.
I know. Listen, I got Kimani now. She's going to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to everybody. Hold on one second. Okay.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's.
Did you enjoy your Christmas?
Yes.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
Did you eat good?
Yes.
So what do you want to tell everybody to get ready for New Year's? What are you going to tell them? How should they get ready for New Year's?
Should you put on your Christmas decoration and put on the holly?
Yeah.
Oh.
And should you put up your Christmas star on your tree?
And what else?
That's right.
And put on lights at outdoors.
And tell everybody to love one another.
Yes.
All right. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
So, yes, we're here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Isn't she cute? I love her.
She's a doll.
Well, listen, I hope that we brought some joy and some wisdom and some the whole show was good, I think, with Tony Banks and Gina G and me and my son Emmanuel and Kimani. And thank you, producer Doug. You guys always make for a great show. I just appreciate you guys so much. Next year, we'll be talking to you guys next year because next year is next Wednesday, right? When is the first?
Oh, my gosh. so we won't talk to each other until next year.
2019, baby. Y'all better get ready. It's the season to take an inventory. You guys know what mistakes you made. You know what was successful and what wasn't. Be ready to shift gears. So, you know, some things might not work the same as it did for you last year. So don't be going in a new season with the old stuff. You know, seek God to see if it's something that you need to do new. Don't be afraid to step out there. Don't be afraid to reach out, ask a question, ask for help. All of these things and so much more. We're going to be talking about them, though, next week right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat in 2019. So what we need you to do is to continue to live healthy, live whole, living your destiny. Until next time, we love you so much right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love you, Gina.
I love you.
Dr.
Gina's
Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny, loving you, Dr. Gina.